basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernisa Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome. Mark Halverson along with our video producer here tonight, Gavin Bovey. And we've got Tony Stevenson back at our WOGO studio as it's 4-11 Chi High against 2-10 Wausau East from the Wisconsin Valley Conference in Central Wisconsin. We got Chi High and the BRC. The Cards have won two of their last four here more recently, downing Eau Claire North 49-36, a loss at Menominee 49-35. Yes, it was at Menominee, and then beating New Richmond here at Chi High on Friday night 49-33. So the Lady Cards now getting both conference wins as well. We'll hear from Becca Besta later about that. Game just finished. I don't know what. Did we get a final score? It was like 57-2, 57-. Did you see a final score? We'll have to try to get a final score on the JV game for you. But it was lopsided. And at halftime, Chi High was pitching a shutout. And then we did see a basket for Wausau East. Here's the thing. Wausau East starts four freshmen on their varsity, so those are freshmen not playing on the JV.
Imagine a world without
and so,
my pillows.
All right.
Sleepless nights.
So anyhow, for Wausau East, they're a 2-10 team. For them, they started the season with losses to Stanley Boyd, Crandon, Marshfield, and Stevens Point. Got their first victory over Antigo 51-43 on the road. Losses to Wisconsin Rapids, Eau Claire North, New London, Wausau West, Clintonville, before beating Athens 64-42 back on January 13th, just less than a week ago. And then a loss to DC Everest on Friday night 60-30, bringing us to this one. A little earlier start and even earlier still because the JV game, kind of a speedy second half after the lopsided win for the Cards. So, all right, we'll take our first of two pregame timeouts. We're still waiting for Chai's ready at both ends of the court. They're about ready to go, but they're not officially getting us started. We're ready on the broadcast end, so we jumped in. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we will have the first of our two coaches conversations with the head coach of the Wausau East Lumberjacks. That's just ahead with Jennifer Stout in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Basketball.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help and couldn't reach a phone?
1-3-8-1-1.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help and couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Have you ever won?
Add value and beauty to your home with
the Jews.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at postglassandmirror.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
It is wrong, it is evil, and it is unjust.
My God, how charismatic was this man? Unbelievable.
We're back with Chai Basketball, and it's the girls at 4-11 against 2-10 Wausau East. And here's the first of two coaches' conversations I had a little bit earlier. Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, talking to Jennifer Stout, head coach of the Wausau East Lumberjacks, coming in here 2-10 on the season. And, Coach, kind of nice, I guess, to get maybe the game a little bit earlier start. Did you guys have school today or no?
No. Okay. No. We did not, so that's good.
Yeah. All right, so give us kind of an overview on the season so far.
We're very young. We have five or six freshmen, and usually four out of our five on the court are freshmen. So very young and experienced, so just things that we're trying to work through right now. The seniors, we do have great leadership skills, you know, are really bringing those young ones in, but it just comes down to experience and mental toughness that we're really working on this season.
I was hearing about an area boys basketball team that has four sophomore starters, but four freshmen. Wow, that's really something.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. They're great kids. Just have, you know, the mental toughness is the biggest thing. You're going from playing eighth grade ball to varsity in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. That's a huge jump.
Yeah. And when we get older, you know, being a year or two difference, but, I mean, so much change happening between ninth and 12th grade.
Oh, definitely. And that's what I told them. Just keep your head up. You know, these games this year is going to be a tough mental toughness. You really have to work on. I said, but you're going to be that much better next year and the year after for already having a year of varsity under your belt.
You guys did get a couple of wins on the season. In terms of what have you seen in those contests that you're going to seek to employ here tonight?
Our defense has improved significantly. They struggled quite a bit. And that just comes with experience, you know. So we're really working on our defense, our man-to-man defense, swinging the ball, not picking up your dribble, just things, you know, that you make, mistakes you make when you're young.
Now, Chi High riding a positive right now with their win off New Richmond, so you're catching them at a time they're looking to get a winning streak going.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. So we're just going to see every team we go up against, what are we going to do to improve? And that's what we focus on. We're not worried about the score. What are we going to do to get better, and what goals are we going to reach throughout the season?
Hitler.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks so much for talking to us. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Jennifer Stout, head coach of the Lumberjacks of Wausau East. We'll hear from Becca Vestal, the head coach of the Cards, coming up on WOGO Sports in 2 minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
Some of them leave, and then his top generals, he brutalizes.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Really believe. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Rapp, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
That squirts loose, and here comes Chi High. 2-on-1 opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Rapp, they left her open for three left.
What? Leave that idea.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There is
propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Types. He'd kill him. He'd kill him. Low IQ, he'd kill him.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Talking to Chi-Hi girls head basketball coach Becca Besto, coming off a win over New Richmond on Friday night, 49-33.
Yeah, we actually have won two of our last four games, and we've had some good performances from kids, and we've had everything we're working on in practice. We're seeing getting better every game, and it's showing up in the win column.
Certainly wasn't a neo-fascist.
So give me more specific. What are you seeing? And give me some names, too.
Phrase, people
our last game, Tenley Anderson, really had a great game. She has really come around this year. She's handling the ball well.
Reason.
She's helping to break the press. McKenna Wood, another sophomore, so both of them are sophomores, has been playing very well lately. She's gotten better. I've seen things that we've worked on in practice, especially in the post.
And this is what we're dealing with.
I'm seeing her trying them in games, which is really fun to see. And she's seeing more success, and she's scoring a little bit more. And then, our seniors are contributing right now. They're leading really well. Jill is our leading scorer.
The Farrakhan left.
Claire and Willa are really...
The Farrakhan left, and they're Islamist.
Their leadership right now is, I think, the thing that's helping us. Willa hits a shot right when we need it in a time of the game where, we haven't scored for a little bit. It's usually like her, or Claire gets a big defensive stop. And then we've got some kids coming off the bench that are coming along, too, with Killeen and Emma Heppner.
Half of whom are minority.
Some of those kids. And Cameron Rosano is a guard who plays on JV but has gotten some minutes recently. All those kids are really... showing what we're doing in practice
on and on and on
in a game.
These are not public people.
I mean, that's a hard thing to
do
for kids.
These are hardworking people.
And that's something that's fun to see.
And people can say things like,
you
can try to talk down the importance of getting the W and saying it's all about how well we're playing. But it's really nice to get the W.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And in the conference,
California, to the governor of Illinois.
Yeah, actually, those are both conference wins. We beat North and New Richmond. And that's
Bernie
we're just making the steps we need to as a program right now.
I mean, our
JV team right now has only two losses in the season. So they're
down 11.
And they're, that's a bunch of freshmen.
What a piece
they're
of
all
crap
freshmen.
That JV team. Absolute piece of crap.
Our program is
that's
going the right,
right
direction.
You jerk.
And our even
that's
our seniors,
right.
even though they're they're in the middle
a church,
of this transition,
they force their way in.
Are really
they interrupt a church service? You understand that. That's a federal crime.
And a chance to extend that into a winning streak here tonight as you take on Wausau East. Your next game before taking on Memorial. End of the week, and so great opportunity in front of you.
Right, and this is our finals week, too,
so
it'll be nice to have
a
game on Monday, a home game on Monday is nice, because then the kids can focus on their finals for a couple days, and then
they
actually have Friday off of school. I don't, but the kids do, and so they can kind of ease into that last game on
Friday.
Sounds like it's going to be a bitter cold Friday.
Oh, God forbid!
They don't have school already, so they can't cancel it.
Thanks so much. I wish you the best, coach, and hopefully talk to you afterwards. All right. All right. Becca Bestel, head coach of the Lady Cards. We're getting closer to tip-off. Coming next in 2 minutes. This is WOGO's coverage of Chi-Hi Girls Basketball. Again, the final score of the JV game earlier was 57-5, and less than 5 minutes on the clock here. Mark Halverson, Jason Nichols, WOGO. It's the... we are experimenting with something new in broadcasting that I don't think is probably going to fly. It's a combination of talk radio with the sporting event. So we just, it's kind of like an experiment. A little peanut butter, a little chocolate. You come up with a Reese's peanut butter. Some experiments work, some don't. Jason, welcome, from assistant from the boys' basketball team. And I see Connor Kalinske over to my right here. So I'm surrounded by the boys' basketball team.
Yeah.
Give us an update on the guys here real quick.
Well, thank you for having me first. Yeah, so far, not a bad season. We do have 3 wins on the year, which is nice compared to last year, some of the struggles we went through, and I think they've learned from that. They continue to grow and develop and get better. They're a fun team, good group of guys, and they just love competing against each other. So, so far, so good, I would say. Some of the games that we've lost have been close. We've had chances to win. And that competitive edge toward the end of the game, we just hadn't learned yet. So completely getting better each and every single day.
Well, and we will test you with the Toyson Ford keys to the game when we come back in 2 minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Basketball on WOGO. Or maybe we'll keep it right here. Okay, in the meantime, right now, there's no better time than the present. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And so, Jason Nichols, how about it? Toys and Ford Keys to the Game.
Turnovers. Turnovers are always a big thing. When you're a coach on the court, the last thing you want to do is give the ball away and give away those possessions. Talking with Coach Besto last night, she said turnovers are the key. Wausau West is a pretty decent team. Record.
Wausau East, right?
Wausau East, I mean, yep. They have a couple wins on the year, and they keep getting better. And her message to the team last night was don't underestimate them. They're athletic. Yes, they're young with the freshmen out there, but they're freshmen playing varsity for a reason. So don't underestimate and come in and do what you got to do to come out here with a victory.
There you go. Tonight's Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Wausau East, the Lumberjacks invading the Birdcage here tonight. Chi High and Wausau East, and looking forward to bringing it to you. We had the privilege of calling that exciting Chi High win at Eau Claire North, but give us an update on the team since then.
Since then, we played a really tough DC Everest team, very athletic, probably the best team that we've seen so far this year. They, 1-5, just dynamic. I think if you watch the game or listen to any of the broadcasts, they had a lot of dunks that game. They just got to the rim. And then we went and played New Richmond, and their style of basketball is get up the court quick as you can, take a shot as quick as you can, rebound, and do it all over again. They've scored up in the hundreds this year. They've scored in the 80s, 90s, and we just kind of had a little shock and awe in that game, and it took us a little bit to get into our game and our rhythm, and we started playing with them, and unfortunately ended up losing that one. But ever since then, again, just the positivity from this team and the hard work and everything they do in practice each and every day, we're just going to continue to grow and get better.
And we'll have more coverage of Chi High Hoops starting again this Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night on the road against Memorial. We were here. We played them pretty tough here. Had the lead at half, ended up losing by 4. It's a game that we felt like we could have won, and I think this time around we'll be more prepared. Again, it's that end-of-the-game stuff that we weren't used to being in, and those close ones of how to close the game out, and I think now we're ready, and it'll be a different outcome.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Coming up Friday night, that one at the Eagle's Nest at Eau Claire Memorial. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right, well, tell you what, we're getting closer to tip-off and for this one. Chi High at 4-11 from the Big Rivers Conference against the 2-10 Wausau East Lumberjacks from the Wisconsin Valley Conference. First game we've called this year. We've had some of the student broadcasters here as well, so that's exciting. I know your son, Colin, is part of our stable of workers broadcast, and he did a great job with me on that contest we did, the boys game, and that was thrilling, right? Dad on the sideline and son in the broadcast.
So. That was a very thrilling game to watch, and I actually went back and watched some of that broadcast because I wanted to listen to how that went, how you guys do. Thank you for always being the voice of us and the Cardinals, and it was cool to hear my son.
Absolutely, he did a great job. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Chi High and Wausau East starting lineups and more. Coming up, WOGO Sports.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24-7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Mark Halverson, Jake Nichols, also Gavin Bovee, our video producer, Tony Stevenson, back at our WOGO studio, our radio producer, as we get set to bring you the starters for tonight's game. And listen to our public address announcer, Sally Holder.
Senior, wearing number 11, Evelyn Tony. Senior, wearing number 15, Alba Sanchez Garcia. And freshman, wearing number 22, Elise Wester. Head coach of the Lumberjacks, Jennifer Stout. And now for your Chi-Hi Cardinals. Senior, wearing number 2, Jillian Wick. Sophomore, wearing number 10, McKenna Wood. Senior, wearing number 15, Claire Hefner. Senior, wearing number 24, Willa Reisinger. And sophomore, wearing number 25, Tenley Anderson. Head coach of the Cardinals, Becca Bester.
Okay, and we'll have 2 18-minute halves. If we need overtime, it'll be 4 minutes per session. Chi winning the JV game earlier, 57-5. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Chi dressed in the home white uniforms with the red numerals lettering and trim, and Wausau East in the visiting black with the red numerals and lettering and some white and red trim. And we are underway. And Wausau East with the basketball to start things off, as Whetstone is the 5'4 freshman. Starting four freshmen, Jason. Have you ever seen that?
Not in a long time, I don't think. Maybe back in the Fab Five days for college. But
yeah.
Otherwise, not in high school.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. There's the shot from the outside, missing it. Looks like, okay, number zero. That's Olivia Ocon. Then they get the rebound, and then air ball miss and out of bounds to the Cardinals as we are underway.
Nice possession there defensively. Probably wanted to come up with that offensive or the defensive rebound right away, but...
Cards against some pressure here to start things off, and Tenley Anderson, she's really growing and improving as a player for the Cards as they work it around on the outside. And in scoring, no double-digit scores for the Cards. Wick leads the way at 9.87 per game, 7.4 for Anderson, and 7.4 for McKenna Wood. There's the drive down Main Street, and then the block of the shot from Claire Hepner and recovered. And then they get it, McKenna Wood, up and down, and she's going to get called for the travel there in the Cardinals' first turnover. All right, well, now advancing the ball for Wausau East into the forecourt. And a screen on the right side, choosing not to use it, is the ball handler for the Lumberjacks, Sanchez Garcia. And the Cardinals steal, and the first turnover for Wausau East. Anderson misses the layup a little bit too hard off glass. Kettleson with it, and now the Cardinals recovering. driving right up the middle, Wick, and she'll draw the foul. Jillian Wick, a 69% free throw shooter on the season, heading to the line for the Cardinals. First personal, first team. It goes on number four, Maggie Kettleson, the 5'4 freshman.
That was a nice drive by Julian to get through the zone that they're playing there.
First free throw is up and swish. Wick with her first points on the night. First point for either team. 16:33 to go, just underway here. A little bit earlier than usual. Second one, got it. 2 for 2 for Wick, and it's a 2-0 Cardinal lead. Bucks winning in Atlanta earlier today. A busy NBA schedule on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. It's finally a holiday that NBA's found that the NFL's not going to have any games. There's a deep shot from the deep right corner, and it's good for the freshman, Olivia Ocon. She swishes the three, giving Wausau East their first lead at 3-2. So our first lead change already with more than 16 minutes to go in this one. And now the Cards looking inside. Heppner works it on top. Reisinger drives, picks up her dribble on the outside to Anderson. Work it over to the right wing to Wick. Well behind the three-point line now. Tenley Anderson, she of the very colorful tennis shoes. On the outside to Wick, she fires one down low to Wood. Wood has a shot partially blocked, and Ocon out of there with it. Ocon has a good basketball frame, the 5'8 freshman. The full arsenal of statistics not available by Wausau East, so unfortunately can't give you all the specifics on the affair, but Ocon just misses from the right corner, and out of there with it, McKenna Wood for the Cards, who still trail at 3-2. 15:15 to go here, first half. Mark Halverson and Jason Nichols with Gavin Bovey, our video producer tonight and for tomorrow night's boys game. There's taking it up and in, McKenna Wood for two.
Very nice left-handed finish for McKenna there.
Yeah, and put it down for Wood. The first field goal of the night for the Cardinals, who grabbed the 4-3 lead. And there's a switch from the outside, another three-pointer. And they've dropped two of them in there now to grab the 6-4 lead. And that's Sanchez Garcia for her first three. Cardinals trying to run the offense. Wood at the high post, looking inside. Tenley Anderson. Cards coming off the win over New Richmond on Friday night, trying to make it two in a row in this non-conference home game here tonight. And moving the ball on the outside, Heppner. Tenley Anderson bounce pass to Wood. She gets double, triple teams. Got to be somebody open. There is. Off the front iron, no good. Missed shot for Heppner. And out of there with it, Wausau East. Well, tell you what, they look like a pretty good 2-10 team so far, don't they?
They sure do. They're playing really well, and we got to get a couple defensive stops here. And
they missed that outside shot, and out of there with the rebound is Reisinger for the Cardinals. And Tenley Anderson advancing the ball down the floor for Chippewa and handing it off to Wick. Wick gets it right side, Reisinger. Scoots it on the outside to Heppner, working the ball well. 15-footer, McKenna Wood off the iron, no. Chasing it hard for the rebound. Wick can't quite get there, and Wausau East with it. 13:40 to go first half. 6-4 Wausau East lead, and they've got the basketball. Very little fouling here in 4.5 minutes. We've had just one foul. And Ocon drawing the foul as she falls down trying to hoist the rock, the 5'8 freshman. And it's going to go on Wick, first personal, first team on the Cardinals.
I think they call that announcer's jinx when you say something
yeah,
like that
right,
and it
right.
happens, right?
Oh, it always comes back to us. Yeah, right. Just observing. 13:28 to go here in the first half, and each team with just a one foul, and I think unofficially, I think I've got just one turnover for both teams. So, all right, Ocon looks to get it in. She does in the deep right corner to one of her teammates there. And they work it around. Albez Sanchez, they work it down low on the bounce pass. Cardinals playing some aggressive man-to-man defense. Shot put up and in, and a good shot.
Nice floater.
Garcia, again, Sanchez Garcia, she's got five. She's a senior. So it's an 8-4 game now, and the Cards try to get on track, and Wick misses on the drive right baseline, fighting for the rebound. is Heppner, and they're going to point the possession arrow Shahai's way through. The Cards keep it with 12:56 to go first half. And we'll get a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute. Shahai down four with the basketball on WOTO Sports. This is the Lady Cardinal Hoops.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Rapp, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
That squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Rapp, they left her open for three left.
What? Leave that idea.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
All right, Chai down 8-4 early to Wausau East. And there's the drive from Wick. Whistle and a foul with 12:52 to go here, first half.
Another nice take to the bucket by Julian.
Yeah. Yeah, she can penetrate for sure. Julian, one of those seniors to go with Claire Heppner and Willa Reisinger and Macy Goki. And Garcia getting the foul as Wick misses that one.
In for the Cardinals, number 22, Emma Heppner.
Heppner, Emma Heppner into the game now. For her, along with Reisinger and Anderson. And hits the next one. So 8-5 game. Cardinals just the one field goal and three free throws. Try to garner what highlights we can for halftime and the postgame here on WOGO Sports. Garcia is going to drive right baseline, puts the shot up there, no good. Rebound, Wood. Well, clearly already, Jason, it's Ocon and Garcia the ones you got to really look out for.
And the report with talking to Coach Bestel, those are the two better scorers on the team. Garcia Sanchez, 13.8, and Olivia Ocon, 10.3 a game.
Knocked out of bounds, and Shahai will keep it. Tenley Anderson underneath the basket. Again, out there for Chippewa. Emma Heppner, the 5'10 junior, in off the bench. Number 22, Willa Reisinger. Wick is in there, and McKenna Wood. Now Wick beyond the three-point line. Gets it on top to Emma Heppner on the outside to Tenley Anderson. Cards have struggled with that offense this year. Kick in the right corner, shot on the way, air ball miss, followed up, and two for Wood on the rebound basket.
Nice rebound by McKenna and putback.
So Chippewa back within one at 8-7 now after that one. And whistle and a travel, and so Wausau East gets their second turnover on the night. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. So Tenley Anderson in the ball handling position gets it on the right side to Emma Heppner. Down low, McKenna Wood. Working around as Wood got the second field goal of the game for the Cards a short time ago. She's got both of them. Right corner, Heppner goes right baseline. Bounces a pass along the baseline to Reisinger. Now Tenley Anderson up the middle. Gets it to Heppner, right side. Oh, it hits one side of the rim. No good. Rebound yanked down by Layla Hainish, the freshman, 5'11 freshman for Wausau East. The Lumberjacks still lead it 8-7. 11:15 left first half. There's contact. And they're going to call a foul on Reisinger, who was playing pretty good defense, but the ball handler, Jason, looked like Stumpner took it right into her.
Yes, she did. She's not afraid to take that little bit of contact, and Willa just gave her a little too much extra.
So Reisinger gets her first personal second team foul, and Ocon will toss it in underneath the basket for Wausau East, leading it 8-7. The markings of a close competitive game.
You kind of figured that would be with two teams that, you know, four wins, two wins.
Right.
You think
right.
it'd be pretty competitive and back and forth. And
yep. Ocon, little shot, 12-footer, no. Rebound, McKenna Wood. She and Tenley Anderson mentioned by Coach Bestel about their improvement. Long pass ahead. And from Wick to Heppner, not quite able to convert to the other end. Wausau East in the layup. They missed the shot. Woods there to get the rebound. And the loose change off the miss from Sanchez Garcia.
Yeah, going back to your point, Coach Bestel talking highly of Tenley Anderson and McKenna Wood and how they're just kind of playing really well right
now. Nice win over New Richmond the other evening, and they beat Eau Claire North as well. So 1-2 of their last four, both conference games. There's the shot off the bench. There's the miss that time from Killeen. Followed up and no good again. McKenna Wood fighting for it, and Wausau East out of there. Just a lid on the basket there for the Cards other than those two makes from Wood. Wausau East hasn't scored in a while as well. And they're going to call the player went from out of bounds back into play. Number two, Haley Bass, in off the bench. And there's your third Wausau East turnover with 10-10 to go first half.
That's always a tough one as a coach.
Yeah.
Just cutting through the lane and not realizing where you're at.
Well, it was close to because she came. Oh, and Tenley Anderson buries the three. So a huge one for Tenley Anderson there. As she gets into the scoring column for the first time tonight. And we saw her do that in an earlier broadcast as well, pretty efficiently there for the Cardinals in a loss to Eau Claire North, but had a number of three-pointers, whistle and a Chahai foul, and this one's going to go on number 12, Malia Killeen, first personal. Third team foul in the Cards with 9:44 left first half is Chahai regaining the lead on that three-pointer a moment ago, giving us our second lead change of the night. Getting it inbound to number 11, Evelyn Tomey, the 6'1 senior. And then fighting for the rebound, it's going to be the whistle and the foul goes on. Tomey first personal and the third team foul.
That was a nice box out by McKenna. Good position.
Yeah, again, when you're only going McKenna going 5'11", but you know up against 6'1", and then that longer reach, right, for Tomey, who's in there.
Yep, and McKenna's a volleyball player. She knows how to get up in a hurry.
And McKenna, speaking of her, down low post, misses the shot, and there's Tomey getting the rebound.
It's very evident right now. Their goal is get the ball to McKenna and go against that big down low.
And a steal by Tenley Anderson. She picks her pocket, going to lay it up and in for two for the Cardinals. Nice job. So Tenley Anderson has scored the last 5 points for the Cardinals and boosting Chippewa to a 12-8 lead right now. Their biggest lead of the night at four. Wausau East has been stuck on eight for a long time. So we're inside of now into the second half of this first, if you would, the second quarter of this 18-minute half, past that 9-minute mark. Wausau East driving across the lane. Soft shot put up by Maggie Kettleson. No good. Out of there with it comes Jillian Wick for the Cardinals. Trying to build in a 4-point lead. Cards had been down 8-4, so an 8-0 run. There's the shot. Free throw line off to the right side. No good. Wood testing that. Obviously, her percentage a little better around the basket, but trying to stretch out her range here a little bit.
Just showing that she maybe can hit that shot once in a while and get that defense to come out on her and open it up for someone else.
Wausau East had a couple of nice threes early. Since then, they've been quiet. Sanchez Garcia had another two as well, and now we're trying to run their offense.
It looks like Chahai's picked it up a little defensively. Not that they weren't playing hard earlier, but it seems like the intensity's kind of picked up quite a bit.
Yeah, good deflection by Wick. And now Tenley Anderson come out of there with it. Advances it down the court. Killeen on the right side. Banks it in for a three for the Cardinals.
Killeens don't miss threes very often.
They don't, yeah. And so knocking that one down. And now a 15-8 Chahai lead. Yeah. There's discussion in the student broadcast that did Malia call that. Yeah, up and in, and a foul down low. Evelyn Tomey gets her first two in the night with 7:19 to go first half.
It's a tough position for McKenna to be in.
Yep.
Try to play straight, and sometimes you just get that arm in there.
First personal for McKenna Wood, fourth team foul, and it sends Tomey to the free throw line. I don't know, in your vast scouting report, if you had free throw percentages, again, off of GoBound, I didn't have any free throw percentages for their players. So,
Not all of them, a couple of them.
Tomey hits that one.
She does not have that listed for Tomey at all.
Okay. First free throw of the night for Wausau East, and it make it a 15-11 game as the Cardinals' biggest lead at 7 a moment ago at 15-8. Tenley Anderson in the forecourt. And also in off the bench for the Cards, Cameron Rossano, 5'4 sophomore, mentioned by Coach Bestel as we... Oh, there's in the pregame, and then it's Colleen missing that three after the earlier make a short time ago. And now Wausau East trying to cut the four-point lead, and the drive struggles for Stumpner. There's the shot, and up and good for Olivia Ocon and her second three of the night. She's got six, and they're back within one at 15-14.
Yep, she's definitely a shooter. Got to get out on her now. That's two that she's hit.
Tenley Anderson wide open down low. Misses the shot. Oh, she was so open. And now they'll double up on the rebounder for Wausau East with 6:32 left in the half. And it's going to be Wausau East basketball as a number of subs come in. And we'll see Colleen take a seat as well as Emma Heppner and Tenley Anderson. And into the game, staying out there is Rossano. But also we're seeing Macy Goki. We've got Willa Reisinger returning for Coach Becca Bestel on the floor. Also Claire Heppner and Jillian Wick for Chahai. 6:20 to go first half. Wausau East looking to grab the lead down one. The three-pointer is buried by 22, Evelyn Whetstone. She hits the three, a 5'4 freshman. We get our third lead change of the night, and we'll have a timeout. We're back in half a minute. Chi-High down two with the ball on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, well, what might Coach Bestel been covering in that timeout, Jason Nichols?
I think just settle them down a little bit, get them back on track. She did have a few subs come in, so it's, hey, just don't forget what our basics are here, what we've talked about pregame, and know some scouting report stuff, and let's just settle down and maybe talk about what we're going to do on this possession to get some quick bucket or a bucket and get back on D and continue that intensity they were playing there.
All right, so Cardinal basketball down two again. Game of runs. Basketball just at every level is. It just is a game of runs. The Cards had theirs and grabbing that 15-8 lead, and now a 9-0 run for Wausau East. Wick from the deep left corner off the back iron, no. Rebound, here comes Ocon down the floor, and then she loses it. Fifth turnover. Advancing it, Wick, deflected pass. Cards recover it, Rossano. Loose ball on the floor, out of bounds. Chahai keeps it.
Some good effort there on both teams up and down the court.
5:36 left here in the first half. A two-point advantage for visiting Wausau East. Bounce pass on the inbounds for the Cards, getting it to Heppner. Then Macy Goki, and she may have moved that pivot foot, and she traveled. So only the second turnover for the Cards, so that is impressive. I mean, that's terrific.
Very impressive, and that's like our goals every single game under 10 turnovers, and right now that's kind of where they're at, and that's all you can ask for. Obviously, you're going to have some like that where you get indecisive.
Oh, boy. Sanchez Garcia, again, she's trouble. She's got seven, and they continue their big run. They've been down. They're up by four. An 11-0 run for the Lumberjacks. Card needs to stop it and work it on the outside now to Heppner on the left baseline. And there's the shot from the corner by Heppner off the rim. No, but the rebound to Rossano for the Cards. Jillian Wick will drive, cutting through traffic, whistle, and a foul as Wick goes to the free throw line where she's 3 of 4 on the night.
Another good drive by her. I think you've seen her strong suit. Mm-hmm. Hit the ball to the floor and get to the hoop and draw those fouls.
Second personal on Alba Sanchez-Garcia, the 5'9 senior who scored 7 points. And the fourth team foul on Wausau East. First one from Wick, who's 3 of 4, and make it 4 of 5 on the evening. I'm going to need more spots on her free throw shooting maybe eventually. 19-16 game. Coach Bestel was telling us earlier, finals week, so she likes the fact they're getting a game done tonight. They can focus on their finals before another game later in the week.
Yeah, we talked about that tonight. Focus on schoolwork sometimes take away from your focus on basketball, which it should be. They're students first.
Right. It's student-athlete, not athlete-student, right?
Yeah. Exactly, but as coaches... Oh.
And just missing Sanchez-Garcia, and then fighting for the rebound out of bounds, and Wausau East keeps it with 4:41 to go first half.
As coaches, sometimes you still got to reel them in and get them focused on the game of basketball because you still got games to play, but definitely school first.
Yeah. That's why you have high respect for people who can do it both well, right? That's the challenge for sure. And losing the ball, heading into the lane that time, Stumpner, and a sixth turnover for Wausau East. Of the Cards get it down 2. Deep left corner shot, off the back iron, no. Missing that time, Reisinger on the three-pointer. Wausau East with it, 4:25 left in the half. It's been a good one, 19-17 Lumberjacks. Mark Halverson, Jason Nichols, Gavin Bovey, our video producer here, and Tony Stevenson doing a great job back at our Wogo studios. On the outside, there's Ocon is going to miss the shot from long range. She hit 2 threes earlier, fighting for the rebound, coming up with it. The Lumberjacks keep it alive with Whetstone. Those offensive rebounds always hurt, and you got the long ones. That was a long offensive rebound. There's another one, though. And then a travel, followed by a travel. So, again, 7 turnovers compared to 2. So why is it that Wausau East is up even though they have 5 more turnovers, Jason?
Some of it has to do with the fact that they're just knocking down the shots when they find their open shooters. We've missed a couple few in the lane that you'd hope to go in and you'd have, maybe a 5-6 point lead. But it's just getting those open shots and knocking them down when you get that opportunity.
3:44 left in the half. Another whistle. Stop in action. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Some highlights and stats coming up at halftime, and a check out our WDOGO sports calendar to tell you what's on tap for the week. Tenley Anderson penetrate, then kicking it back on top to Wick. Cards will reload here. 3:25 left in the half. 19-17, Wausau East by 2. Tenley Anderson, a long 3. Off the back iron, no. Rebound down to the Lumberjacks. Layla Hainish. Just that consistent offense isn't there for the Cards, obviously. It's been a they've been searching for that all year, right?
So. Yeah, and like I said, it's the shots that don't go in, and they go down and make a couple, and you find yourself down. And
right. Working around on the baseline, and Wick, again, that quickness coming in, knocking the ball out of bounds with 2:55 left in the half. Lumberjacks will keep it as they bring Evelyn Tomey. Always makes me think of Jim Tomey, the terrific baseball player.
The Minnesota Twin Killer.
Yeah, right. Many years for what's now the Cleveland Guardians, right?
So yep.
There's the penetration from Sanchez-Garcia. Then they lose the ball. Back on the outside, working it to Sanchez-Garcia. On top to Haley Bass. Wausau East taking their time on this possession. And there's the high arching shot put up. No good by Whetstone. And out of bounds to the Cardinals with 2:35 left in a half of a 19-17 game. Advantage Wausau East by 2.
Those are the defensive possessions you want. Get them in a shot that they don't normally take and out of rhythm.
That was good. See what the Cards can do here. And that pass goes out of bounds. And so a Cardinal turnover, just their third of the first half with 2:28 left until intermission. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WDOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WDOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. working it in the deep corner, and then, oh, they put up the shot, no good, followed up and in, an easy loose change into the bank for Evelyn Tomey, and back to a 21-17 lead, and we'll get another break in the action. Timeout, Chippewa Falls, back in 30 on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
McKenna Wood puts it up off the rim, no good. Cards fight for the rebound. There's Jillian Wick. Wick gets it to Wood. Wood, 15-footer, got it. The Cardinals back within two at 21-19.
Again, just taking that time out to settle them down, get into an offensive set or some sort that you want to get in and get your good shot off.
6 points for McKenna Wood here in this first half as she continues to grow as a scorer. And then out of bounds and the inbounds and the trying to get it down low to Tomey, eighth turnover for the Lumberjacks in this 21-19 game. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Cards back within two at 21-19 after the Wood basket. And a whistle and a foul down low with 1:24 left in the half, and it's going to go on double twos. Whetstone, first personal, sixth team foul. And it puts Heppner, Claire, to the free throw line where she's a 46.7% free throw shooter. First one is up. No good. So first miss there for Claire Heppner. She'll get another try here to pull the Cards within one. 84 ticks of the clock remaining in this first half. Next one is good. 21-20. Cards had led by as many as 7 at 15-8. Trying to get that back. Sanchez Garcia on the far side now. Good ball handler. Can see that. Good shooter as well. Kick into the right corner. They get it on top. Garcia for three. High arching shot. She swishes it through. And that means she's got 10 points in this first half. And Wausau East by 4 at 24-20. She's kind of distinguished herself as maybe the best pure shooter out there.
She's a good shooter in senior leadership, and yep. She averages 13 points something a game for a reason, right?
Right. And so now the Cardinals, final 45 seconds with the ball down four. Wood. One little head fake, misses the shot. Good move, though. She might have been able to get even closer to the basket. There was no reason to stop where she did. On the right side, and there, feeling it, is Maggie Kettleson, her first two, and it's 26-20, and that's the biggest lead of the half for Wausau East as the Cards trying to race down the floor, throw it away, but a last touch by Wausau East with 22.6 seconds to go. We see the WEAU TV cameraman here to catch it for sports later tonight at 10. And there's the shot from Wick, no good. Rebound, Cardinals, outside, Tenley Anderson to Wick. Final 13 seconds of the half. Wood, free throw line extended. She kicks it back. There's the shot up off the front iron. No good by Heppner. Final 6 seconds of the half, and the rebound going to Tomey. And the Cardinal foul with 5.7 seconds left in the half. And Wood gets her second. That was a tough one to get there.
That's not what you want late in the half. You're 84 feet from
right.
The basket.
Wow. Here we go on the inbounds, and Wick steals it away. Time to put up the shot. She does, and there's the basket for the Cardinals to score before the buzzer. Chai gets the steal and the made basket by Jillian Wick, her first field goal of the first half to go with those impressive 5 of 6 free throws. And at halftime, our score, Wausau East 26 and Shanghai 22. Back with halftime conversation in 2 minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Basketball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Halftime, Wausau East 26, Chai 22. It's been a very entertaining first half, Jason Nichols.
It has been, and if I'm in the halftime locker room right now, I'm Coach Bestel. One of the things I'm talking about, and happen to look over on my sheet here, she has it in highlighted capital letters, finish. If they finish some of those baskets under the rim that they've had open, they're in the lead in this game, and I know all too well about how finishing goes because we struggled sometimes at the boys' level, but if they can finish under the hoop, and you asked about those turnovers, right, so they're leading the turnover battle, but if they can finish under the basket and get those to go, they've got the lead, and I think that'll be the key focus.
In fact, what I have down unofficially, 3 Chai turnovers to 9 for Wausau East, but Wausau East has been probably better shooting, better offensive rebounding.
Yeah, the offensive rebounds really kill you because that's just another opportunity. And most of the time, I know there's a stat out there, I don't know off the top of my head. My wife would probably tell you that's probably the one stat I don't know right about now. But if you get those offensive boards, it's like 60% of the time you score on that second chance, and you just can't give those up. And we've been giving up a few of those, but I take it back to the offensive end. Our defense has been very good. They've played really hard. They've been in their gaps. They've done a lot of the stuff that they should be doing. It's on the offensive end, just getting a flow to the offense and then finishing when you get the opportunity.
Let's get to some of the scoring in this first half. Talked about just 3 turnovers for Chahide and 9 for Wausau East. And Wick come up with the steal and the hoop right before the half. Jillian Wick leads the Cards with 7, 6 for McKenna Wood. A three-pointer for Malia Kalinin off the Cardinal bench. A free throw for Claire Heppner. And 5 points for Tenley Anderson for Chahai's 22. Meanwhile, for Wausau East, Olivia Ocon with 6. The 2 three-pointers, Maggie Kettleson with 2. Evelyn Tomey with 5 points. She's a senior now. The first two I mentioned were freshmen. Alba Sanchez-Garcia, also a 5'9 senior with 10. And 3 points for a third freshman, Elise Whetstone. But they do start. I think it's carried away when we say they don't necessarily start 4 freshmen, but they play. They play 4 freshmen. So
they start 3 of them, and again, you just don't see that very often. Usually, you have a couple seniors, juniors, sophomore, freshmen out there if you do have your freshmen. But those freshmen come on, and they don't hesitate. They play you don't see a drop off like you normally would when you start putting freshmen in the game, and it's not too big of a moment and too fast for them.
Yeah, just to clarify, they start two, but then they do have Hainish is number five, a 5'11 freshman, and they've got 5'4 freshman Addison Stumpner. So they have plus Whetstone. So they've got five freshmen on varsity who one would presume, since the JV lost 57, their JV lost at Shahai 57-5, they're not playing a lot of JV time. All right. Yeah. Also, I want to make sure to check the WOGO sports calendar, let you know what's coming up, because tomorrow we've got Chahai boys basketball. Well, as I think it later in the week, it's tomorrow, right? Tomorrow night, Chahai at home against Menominee. Got it for you here on FM 103.1 AM 680 Wogo.com and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And then later in the week, the action continues with the McDonald girls at home against Thorpe. That's a 6:40 pregame on Thursday night. And then Friday night, it's the McDonald boys at Fall Creek here on WOGO Sports. So a busy week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
It's a lot of basketball, and for me, I'd love it, sitting watching a lot of basketball games as it is, and it's just nice that you guys get to cover all of us and have that variety.
Absolutely, boys and girls, Chahai and McDonald. All right, and let's try to quickly get to some highlights from this first half. We've given you some of the statistics and checked out that WOGO sports calendar, but here's a little bit of what it sounded like. 15-15 to go here, first half. Mark Halverson and Jason Nichols with Gavin Bovey, our video producer tonight and for tomorrow night's boys game. There's taking it up and in, McKenna Wood for two. To really look out for.
And the report with talking to Coach Bestel, those are the two better scorers on the team. Garcia Sanchez, 13.8, and Olivia Ocon, 10.3 a game.
Knocked out of bounds, and Chahai will keep it for the East turnover with 10-10 to go first half.
That's always a tough one as a coach.
Yeah.
Just cutting through the lane and not realizing where you're at.
Well, it was close. And McKenna, speaking of her, down low post, misses the shot, and there's Tomey getting the rebound.
It's very shot once in a while and get that defense to come out on her and open it up for someone else.
Wausau East had a couple of nice threes early. Since then, they've been quiet. Sanchez Garcia had another two as well, and now we're trying to run their offense.
It looks like Chahai's picked it up a little defensively. Not that...
All right, well, the highlight's not working out the best. Let's see if we can get one right before the end of the half here on WOGO. To Wick, final 13 seconds of the half. Wood, free throw line extended. She kicks it back. There's the shot up off the front iron. No good by Hefner. Final 6 seconds of the half, and the rebound going to Tomey. And the Cardinal foul with 5.7 seconds left in the half. And Wood gets her second. That was a tough one to get there. Chahai gets the steal and the made basket by Jillian Wick, her first field goal of the first half to go with those impressive 5 of 6 free throws. And at halftime, our score, Wausau East 26 and Chahai 22. All right, and that is our score at halftime. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We're back in 90 seconds. Chahai down 26-22. This is WOGO Sports.
Porch Pirates. Cats turning your water on. Strangers visiting while you're at work.
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. As we head to the second half, the Cardinals down 4, 26-22, but it's winnable, Jason Nichols.
Yeah, and they knew coming in it'd be a winnable game. They knew it'd be competitive. It wasn't like they were going to come in and run away with it. But they knew they'd be able to come out with a win if they just handled their basketball and made some shots when they're open, and just definitely don't turn the ball over.
Only three turnovers for Chahai compared to nine for Wausau East, and yet the Lumberjacks lead it by four at 26-22. McKenna Wood misses the low post shot again. So close.
It's those right there. Like, you're there, just got to find a way to finish.
Yeah, it was so close and so makeable for her. And so now Wausau East with the ball, the dark uniforms. And there's the shot up and banking it in, Olivia Ocon, and she's got eight. 28-22. And now the Cards trying to answer. Working through their own offensive challenges. A lower scoring team, but been able to win over New Richmond the other night and beat Eau Claire North recently as well.
Yeah, they come in confident, winning a couple games in a row, conference games in a row.
Yep.
So just can't get complacent and got to come out and be ready to play. And it looks like, again,
good job, and Wood gets two more right there.
Coming out of half, they look like it's go time and down to business again.
28-24, so the Cards get two more from Wood as she's got eight on the night. And out of there with it, we get a turnover, right?
So yeah, nice steal.
Yep. Turnover number 10, double digits now for Wausau East, 16:35 left in the half. Wood down low post. They continue to go to her, and two more for McKenna Wood.
That was obvious early in the first half. That's their game plan. Give it to McKenna and see what she can do, and got a couple to finally fall here, and let's hope that continues.
Absolutely, and so she's on the way here with 10 points and pulls the Cards within two and missing the three-pointer, Sanchez Garcia, and so the Cards get it back now. Chance to tie. I don't think we've had a tie. We've had some lead changes. The layup is good, and a hoop and a harm for Willa Reisinger, the senior.
Very nice finish there. Finish with contact. That's exactly what we teach and what you want them to do.
All right, so now. All right, that means that going for the lead now. Reisinger, the free throw is good. On the money for Willa. Came in a 75% free throw shooter. That's her first basket of the night and gives the Cards the 29-28 lead. We got our first tie along the way and our fourth lead change of the evening. Wick, some good aggressive defense out on top against Whetstone. And then the steal, Tenley Anderson, turnover number 11 for Wausau East. So the Cards starting it with defense and then turning it into offense. It was huge to see Reisinger step up, another volleyballer there. Wood fakes, drives all the way through and misses the shot. Oh, boy, she's had a couple of really tough misses early in this second half.
Again, she'll want that one back, and she'll go back and look at that on film and realize she rushed it a little bit.
You just see, whether it's volleyball or basketball, you could offensive or defensive end, you see what a great athlete McKenna is. Very. I don't know what her spring sport is. Do you?
I think she runs track.
Yeah.
Or maybe her sister runs track. But
You could totally see her as a track. Yeah, I don't know her on the softball team necessarily, but I'm sure they'd welcome her. But
I'm sure they would. I know Luke loves her on the volleyball team and just puts her up front with that athleticism.
Right.
Go hit the ball.
Chai's talked about, don't have not blessed with a ton of height in this city lately. And so there's the missed shot and the long chase after it. And a good hustle by the Lumberjacks. And then Ocon misses the shot. And again, good effort by Kettleson to keep it alive here for Wausau East. Sanchez Garcia, Tenley Anderson doing a good job on defense until she reaches in. It's caught with her hand in the cookie jar. And she will get her first foul of the night. 15:01 to go, second half.
Offensive rebounds again.
Yes.
Offensive rebounds. Yep, hurting.
Yep. First personal on the cards. Each team with one here in the second half as we get some substitutions now. Haynes and Stumpner in, and we're seeing checking out of the game Kettleson. And a whistle and a foul with 14:55 to go.
You know, we're looking at their bench. They play everyone, and it doesn't seem much of a drop-off from top to bottom, which is kind of cool to see. You don't see that very often when you play as many kids as they have been playing.
First free throw is good for Whetstone. She's got 4 points on the night. And the second one is a little short, but somebody maybe was in the lane early. Willa Reisinger picked up the foul, her second. And, a lane violation against the Cards, so she'll get another free throw here. So Whetstone, who missed that, gets another one, and we'll miss that one, and Reisinger gets the rebound for the Cardinals. So 29-29 game, so we get our second tie of the evening. Inside of 14:45 now. Down low, Wick. She'll kick it back out on top to Tenley Anderson. Evenly played game here at home against Wausau East. Cards trying to build in the win they had over New Richmond on Friday night. Wick driving all the way and puts it up and in for Chi High.
Doing what she's good at. Get downhill and get to the basket.
For sure. Great job for Jillian. Her second field goal of the evening. She had one right before halftime. 9 points now, and her average is just under 10. So the Cards go up 31-29 with 14:18 left in the half. And Reisinger will check out now as she just committed her third personal foul. The 6-foot senior. And the third team foul for the Cards in the second half. On the attack, kicking it to the right side. Sanchez Garcia for three. She nails another one. And she's got 13 on the night to lead them in scoring.
She's over averaging 25% from the three, but tonight seems like she's pretty automatic.
I guess, yeah. She's got knocked down three of them. Whistle and a foul as we get the drive. And now McKenna Wood to the free throw line, where she's a 53.3% free throw shooter. They're really feeding her even more intentionally here in the first 4 minutes of the second half, Jason.
Yeah, I think they went back to the original game plan. I think they got away from it a little bit in that
Wood misses the first one.
Second half of the second half, and took a few shots. They normally didn't play out of the post like they wanted to, and that's probably part of their halftime conversation.
Wood missed both free throws, and then the ball is booted out of bounds, and we'll see by who. And it'll be Chi-Hi basketball. All right.
Yeah, so just going back to that, I think they probably went in the half and said, let's get back to playing out of the post.
All right, and there's the inbounds to McKenna. And, I have to say, having not seen the Lady Cards for a while now, they definitely are making her much more of a focal point offensively, McKenna Wood. And a whistle and a foul as the Cards worked it around, getting it down low to Emma Heppner, the 5'10 junior, in off the bench. And the third team foul of the second half goes on Addison Stumpner, first personal for the Lumberjack. And the free throw is going to be short. So, again, these are costly. What's the talk on the Chi-Hi boys as far as the coaches about the importance of free throws to the guys?
They're so important. I think the conversation we always have is free throws matter. They're points that are kind of hidden a little bit. You're at the line by yourself. You should be making these, and it's tough. It's tough. You single yourself out a little bit.
Yeah. It works. And so Heppner gets the second one. And there's the steal by Wick. Wick's going to lay it up and in for the basket for Chi-Hi.
That was a nice steal and a nice left-handed finish again.
We had a moment ago at our third tie, and that is broken by Wick, who continues to make her offense go. Three field goals to go with 5 out of 6 of the line. So she's a double-digit scorer at 11 now as the 12th turnover on Wausau East with inside of 13 and a half minutes left here in this second half, and the Cardinals up two. So they've done a good job. They've made up 6 points from four down to two up here in the second half, 13-15 left in regulation.
And it seems like the defensive pressure has kind of been up.
Oh, and from the outside, Maggie Kittleson drops one down. You give her a two to tie this thing at 34. How about that? No ties in the first half, four here in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Deep right corner, they're working down low. McKenna Wood up, no good, misses the shot, crashing the boards. There is Heppner. Claire falling to the floor, out of bounds. It's going to go to Wausau East, and that'll be the Cardinals' fourth turnover. Again, they've taken such great care of the basketball all night long, but right in front of the Chahai bench, unfortunately, they lose it. And we're going to get a break in the action for a full timeout. We're back in a minute. Chahai and Wausau East tied at 34 on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Rapp, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
Now it squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Rapp, they left her open for three left.
What a bad idea.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
All right, 12:50 to go in regulation, 34 apiece. Shaping up for a photo finish here on WOGO Sports. College football national championship night. Indiana at Miami. Miami gets a home game for this, the Orange Bowl. We'll see how that pans out. Go Big Ten. There's Ocon misses the shot out of bounds, and it's going to be Chahai basketball. Again, five lead changes, four ties, all of those in the second half. Jillian Wick, McKenna Wood really stepping up here offensively for the Cards.
They really have. They've been the go-tos tonight for sure.
Oh, tossing it down low to Tenley Anderson for two more for Chippewa.
That's a really nice action they run. They put McKenna on the free throw line and run a back cut off her. And a couple times now that's been open. Just dish it in for the layup. And we missed a couple, but that time Tenley got it to go.
Sanchez Garcia now getting it on the right side to Whetstone. On top, there's the drive-through traffic. Basket good, but whistle on the way. Layla Haynes, the 5'11 freshman, get called for, was it traveling?
Traveling. Took an extra step in there.
So, again, Haynes doesn't play as much as some of the other freshmen. She's a little taller, and she'll be subbed for by Evelyn Tomey, the 6'1 senior. And so Cards get it up two. Just beyond 12 minutes to go. And again, boy, that turnover differential, 13-4. So Chai with unofficially nine fewer turnovers, but just barely clinging to a two-point lead. Anderson for three. Off the rim, no front iron. Rebound comes away to Tomy. And now the left-handed dribble, Whetstone, gets to the backcourt to Sanchez Garcia. She'll advance it quickly. And we got a whistle and a foul on the Cards down low. It's going to go on Wick, Jillian's second, and the fifth team foul on the Cards, too short of putting Wausau East in the bonus, and she'll take a seat now on Becca Bestel's bench with Ocon, the freshman, to toss it in. One of five freshmen on this. Again, sometimes you'll see maybe one or two. I can remember in the Chahai gets a steal on the inbounds. I can go back 30 years and tell you, you know, a guy who made freshman for varsity. As Garcia falls down, she'll get back up. The name Tim Rose comes to mind. I can tell you back at that time, it wasn't customary at all. It was pretty rare. But in more recent times, Twyman, right? It's
Kobe and back in 2020, Mason Minarski for us and Kansas Smith, both freshmen, played a lot of minutes as freshmen. But it doesn't happen very often.
No.
It's hard. We had Joe Reuter. We knew how
good
he
terrific,
was.
Yeah.
Called a charge there.
So that goes as a turnover for the Cards as offensive foul. And so, again, Cardinals missing the opportunity to expand that two-point lead. It stays at 36-34. Let me tell you that when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000.
Just going back to that real quick, and you have freshmen like that, they may sit on the varsity bench but not contribute as much. You know, play a couple halves JV and sit the bench and come in as needed throughout a game. But it's pretty impressive having this many freshmen out there playing.
Yeah, I mean, just you lose sight of it. You go, wow, these girls are going to be around for a long time, you know.
Yeah, and you hope that take the growing pains now and take your lumps now, and as they get older, they get better and continue to get better and work on their game, and next thing you know, they're vying for conference championships.
Yeah, and we should see earlier, I mean, in the JV game, that and a great drive through the lane. Maggie Kittleson, she's got six, and that ties us up our fifth tie all in the second half at 36 now. And now the Cardinals with it back offensively. Boy, what a final 10 minutes this is shaping up to be here on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson and Jason Nichols on the call with Gavin Bovey, our video producer, and Tony Stevenson, our radio producer, back at our Wogo studios. Shahai boys tomorrow night against Menominee. 6:55 pregame for that one here on WOGO.
Looks like he got a foul.
Whistle
there.
And a foul. And it's going to go on Stumpner, Addison Stumpner, second personal, and the fourth team foul on the Lumberjacks here in the second half.
I didn't see what happened there. It didn't look like much, but maybe there was a little shove there.
Yep. And so Emma Heppner to inbound it for the Cards. The 5'10 junior shot from the left corner by Wick, no good. Ah, that it just feels the Cardinal offense. It's laborious as Ocon gets another three, and Ocon with 11, and it's a 36-39 lead for Wausau East.
Just like the first half, they came out on fire, and now they're kind of in a little bit of a slump again.
Wick driving, underhanded, no. No foul called, rebound out of there, comes to Whetstone. Now advancing it, and a near steal on the far side. Good effort that time by Reisinger, and the Cards do come out of there with it. 15th turnover, that's what I don't get. 15 turnovers to 5, and Chai is down by 3.
It's again, finishing plays at the end down here.
Wood, 15-footer, no good.
Those one and done.
Yeah, there's a lot of other better shooting, more three-pointers,
yep,
more offensive rebound. Right, it's a bunch of other things that are making up for it. Yeah.
But it is. It's not very often that you're winning the turnover battle this big and down.
I'm going to say your Toyson Ford keys to the game was turnovers.
It was, and it's not very often you see this. It's usually if you can look at that stat
right,
and see that you're leading this big in turnovers, you're usually leading in the game.
We know how it is in football, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yep.
And yet we saw some competitive games, but you think about the Buffalo game. Buffalo had as many turnovers as they had, and yet they still had took it into overtime. So 39-36 now with Ocon. Long pass to Tomey, and Cards touched it, and it goes out of bounds. 8:39 to go, starting to keep our eye on the time. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Left corner off the rim, no good. Missing the shot, Whetstone, another offensive rebound, and then fighting for it. The Cardinals, again, just being pounded on those offensive boards. And it's going to be Chaha, a possessioner, with 8:31 to go, down 3, 39-36.
Now those offensive rebounds continuing to hurt Chi High here.
Yeah. Just, I don't know what's the, I mean, certainly box out. We know about the importance of that as Wood draws the foul with 8:21 to go. Clock stopping and McKenna back to the line where she missed a couple a short time ago. And number two on Tomey, the 6'1 senior. And the 15 foul, Wood, first one is up and good. Nice soft touch there for McKenna. She's got 11 points, first two from the line tonight to go with her 5 field goals. She's just a sophomore too, Jason. So, I mean, you know, I don't know how much more growth necessarily, but
she'll continue to get better. Her game will get better. Coach said, I think it was the Wausau coach said, you know, you go from eighth grade to that freshman year, it's a lot of speed. And your sophomore year, you're still kind of getting the feel of everything. And this is her first big-time varsity minutes, and she'll just continue to get better.
Right.
She's a competitive kid, watching her in practice all the time, and she's just going to continue to grow.
And there's the air ball miss on the right side for Wausau from Hainish, and then the steal off the Chi High pass, the sixth Cardinal turnover. Ocon hits it, a two-pointer, and makes it a 41-38 Wausau East lead. And we'll get a break of the action. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Cards down three with the ball when we come back. 7:46 to go on WDOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
All right, 41-38 our score. Cards down three, 7:46 to go. And Willa Reisinger now will inbound it for the Cards to Wick. Also out there for Coach Becca Bestel, Claire Heppner, McKenna Wood, and also into the game, Malia Colleen, who had a three-pointer in the first half. Working around the outside. Colleen to Heppner on the left wing. 7.5 to go. There's the three-point attempt. Colleen off the rim. No good. Rebound attempt. Wood trying to go up with it. Out of bounds to Chi High with 7:26 to go.
It was a good wide open look right there. Some good ball movement. And Malia popped out wide open.
Anderson's 7:26 left. 41-38. The inbounds pass, Wick on the outside. Penetrating. And Wood, free throw line extended. Defender bumps into her and a whistle, and it's going to be a foul with 7:17 to go. Nobody in really serious, nobody like four fouls, I don't think. So Kettleson gets her second. It's the sixth team foul on the Lumberjacks. Shot from Wick is good. Jillian Wick with the basket, pulling the Cards within one at 41-40. Wick has had a good offensive night for sure. And she's got 13 points now and had 7 at halftime, so she's had 3 more baskets. Had the one basket right before halftime. Again, the
third personal, team 7.
It happens in kind of here and there for the Cards offensively, but they're hanging right there as the free throw is good by Garcia, who's been impressive tonight for Wausau East with 14 points.
We'll have to watch that one there. Wick just picked up her third.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they press, don't want to pick up another cheap
one. And both of those are good. And so it's a 43-40 lead as Sanchez Garcia with 15 points. Inside of 7 minutes left now. And Wick on the outside, getting it to Heppner. Jillian Wick with those three fouls now. Anderson behind the three-point line. High post, McKenna Wood dribbling. Right corner, Wick faking, going right baseline. Whistle and a blocking foul on the defender. And that's going to be Sanchez Garcia, who gets her third with 6:35 to go. And into the game comes Evelyn Tomey, the 6'1 senior, to spell Hainish.
Well, this will be big down the stretch now. Both teams should be in the bonus. So be what we've been doing is getting involved in McKenna. She should have a lot of free throws.
Wick, about a 69% free throw shooter, swishes it. So again, 14 points now, Wick, and she's done it up big at the line. 6 out of 7 on the evening. Try to get up to 88% for the game if she sinks this one. And she does. So a terrific night for her. 15 points, 8 in the second half. The Cards within one at 43-42. Inside 6.5 to play. Wausau East trying to win one on the road tonight. It'll be only the third victory of the season. Whistle and a foul. And that stops the clock with 6:18 to go. And third personal on Tenley Anderson.
That was just a nice back cut. There was a screen there. Tenley got caught up, and by the time she recovered, didn't have much a choice. But the
first one by Ocon is off the rim, no good. So this is going to be another instance of saying the broadcast jinx, because I mentioned that nobody was in serious, and all of a sudden we've got two players with three.
Exactly. And I think doesn't Willa have three as well? So we have three with three.
I guess you're right, yeah. So both free throws no good for Ocon. And so now Chai with a chance to grab the lead, 6:10 to go. On the attack, right to left, Reisinger behind the three-point line. On top, Heppner. She'll drive right side, kick it in the corner. Anderson for three. Got it! And the Cards grab the lead at 45-43.
Great inside-out basketball. Find the shooter and knock it down.
Tenley Anderson stepping up big time for her second three of the night there. And now down by two. Ocon, free throw line extended, puts it up. Oh, what a shot. After
tough.
Missing two free throws, Ocon, Olivia Ocon, the freshman who plays much older than that, has 15 on the night.
That was a tough shot.
Sixth tie of the second half as we're deadlocked at 45. And coming into, it looked like maybe a foul. Wood fell to the ground, but no foul on Tomey. And the Cardinals will get it. Up by, tied actually, 45. We'll get a break in the action. 5:25 to go, back in half a minute. This is WDOGO Sports coverage of Lady Cardinal basketball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Mark Halverson, Jason Nichols, the final 5:25 of this one. Tied at 45. Chippewa Falls and Wausau East girls. Tomorrow night, Chi-High and Menominee boys. That's a 6:55 pregame here on WDOGO Sports. Dave Check slated to be our color analyst for the first time this season for that game. You'll be on the sidelines tomorrow night. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Wood up, no good. And Wausau East out of there with it. Tomey.
Another one of those short ones that we've missed quite a few of tonight.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of those. They call them bunnies a lot of times. Down low, Ocon. She'll put it up, and good, and a foul. The 5'8 freshman, Olivia Ocon, who plays like a junior or senior, very poised. And 17 points for her on the evening, as it's the fourth personal foul on Reisinger for the Cardinals.
And I know she doesn't like that, but whenever you swat, they're going to call it.
Free throw is good this time around for Ocon. And it's a 48-45 lead with 5:03 to go. And now the Cards against the full court press. I don't know. It's going to be tough. I mean, these excellent scores they've got with Sanchez Garcia and Ocon, that's going to be a lot to overcome. The Cards have played competitively within three, but they just don't have, it seems like, as potent offensive players in the Chi-High side, and yet they're within three.
Yeah, they don't have the knockdown
no.
firepower.
No.
Tenley can shoot. Jillian can shoot it.
It seems like you know those players can just make their mind up and go get some.
Yes.
There's Wood down low, whistle and a foul. So McKenna back to the free throw line. Clock stops with 4:36 to go. And that one is going to go on Ocon, her second, eighth team foul, nine on the Cardinals in the second half. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars. Free throw is good for McKenna Wood.
She's got a nice shooter's touch on those. She had a couple like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, nice soft touch. And both of them are good for Wood for the Cardinals. And so that makes it a 48-47 game. So getting it done, maybe it's not always as pretty. I will say more about Wurzgalla when I get a moment, but the action unfolding as the Cardinals come up with a first steal in a long time. They're 16th of night, 10 Lee Anderson, and then we're going to get a whistle and a foul after that going on Kettleson, her third personal, and the ninth team foul. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Free throw rims out for Anderson. Tenley came in here as a 62.5% free throw shooter, and that one out of bounds to Wausau East. So that was her first trip to the line tonight. She does have 10 points for the Cardinals, who still trail it by one, 48-47. Final 4:10 to go. Sanchez-Garcia picked up defensively by Wick. Sanchez-Garcia with a height advantage there. Again, looking to work on Wick. Right corner, Ocon for three off the front iron, and then it bounces in. Wow. She is just on fire and fuego here in the second half. 51-47, and a four-point lead for Wausau East at the other end. They get it to Wood. Puts it up and in for two for the Cardinals.
Great answer, getting the ball down the court fast. Watched them celebrate a little bit and got that fast break.
Absolutely. And then a steal by Jillian Wick. Wick puts it up and off the rim. No good, but she was quickly able to get into the act of shooting there. Let's see how they handle that with 3:31 to play. And Wick is stepping to the free throw line as the foul is number two on Whetstone. The fouls have piled up here as the aggressiveness. Both teams going after this one hard. And that was turnover number 17 on Wausau East. So that's been their big Achilles heel tonight. And the free throw is good. Boy, she's been money tonight from the line. 8 out of 9.
And looking at it, I think McKenna had a couple misses. Otherwise, there hasn't been many missed free throws by the Cards at all tonight.
Yeah. Heppner's, I think, are each 1 for 2. Free throw is up, and she got it. 90% from the line tonight. Boy, early on, she missed her third free throw, and she's made everything since then. Jillian Wick. And some trouble offensively for Sanchez-Garcia. And they're able to bail her out with a timeout called by head coach Jennifer Stout. We're back in half a minute on WDOGO. This is Lady Cardinals basketball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Tied at 51. And we have had a number of ties all in the second half at 32, 34, 36, 45, and 51. At least that many ties, and tied right now.
Oh, we should have a pretty good finish coming down the stretch here. It'll be a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit Stelter Incorporated.com. All right, 3:25 to go. Still a ton of time. And now against the full court press, Wausau East. Sanchez Garcia against Wick. Wick.
Traveled.
And oh, she carried. Wow. So again, turnovers have been the bugaboo for them. 18 of them to unofficially just 6. It was about that at halftime. It was 3 for the Cards to 9 for Wausau East. So again, some of that better shooting, that's what lets the wind out of their balloon, if you will.
Yep.
And so now Anderson in the forecourt for the Cards, joined by Wick and also Claire Heppner on the far side, trying to go McKenna Wood in the low post, working down low. She's double-teamed, McKenna Wood. She finds Wick on the far side. They're working around the outside, Tenley Anderson. Anderson on the left wing, Wood, free throw line extended, driving, left side, working it, Tenley Anderson again. Anderson with 10 on the night, the sophomore, has really grown here during this season, this recent stretch as well. Anderson in the left wing again. 2:40 to go in this game. Cards taking their time. It's tied at 51. Anderson driving, then holding that pivot foot, free throw line extended. Working it down low, McKenna Wood. Wick is open. She'll drive into traffic. She gets it on top to Anderson. Cards taking their time. 2:20 to go. They've had it for a while now. Right baseline. Wick. Bounce pass. Wood. 10-footer. Too soft.
That was a good look.
Long possession. But nothing to show for it. As they're coming up on the 2-minute mark. All the way down the floor. There's contact. Are we going to get a blocking foul on the Cards? It's hard to get a charge, it seems. And Tenley Anderson's going to pick up her fourth as it was the freshman, Layla Hainish, off the bench on the drive.
That's a tough one there. Tenley saw what she had to do in just a step late.
I think we saw like one charge all night, right? And the free throw is good. And that gives Wausau East a one-point lead with 2:03 to go. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Dave will be our color analyst tomorrow night for Chi High Boys against Menominee. 6:55 pregame on WOGO Sports. As Hainish hits them both, it's a two-point lead. And Chi High now against some pressure, one would imagine, 53-51.
Both these teams knocking down free throws. That's huge.
It's a shame somebody's got to lose, but we won't finish with a tie here tonight as Becca Besto wants a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute. Cardinals with the ball down 2 on WDOGO Sports. 2 minutes to go.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
1:58 to go. Mark Halverson and Jason Nichols here on WOGO Sports with our video producer, Gavin Bovee, and Tony Stevenson, our radio producer at our WOGO studio. Got a good one. 1:58 to go. Cardinal ball down 2. Here we go. Inbounds pass to Tenley Anderson in the backcourt. Looking at the numbers statistically, 17 points for Wick and 16 for Wood. So those are the two leading scores by far for the Cards. Wick, she works it back to Wood. Wood, 10-footer, got it. We're tied at 53.
Great play call out of the timeout. Watching Coach Bestel draw that up from up here, and they ran it. Perfect execution.
Fantastic. 7 ties here for the second half, and there's Sanchez Garcia misses the shot, and Wood with the rebound. Cards with the ball, 1:25 to go. Anderson into the forecourt. gets it to her teammate. Heppner puts it up, misses the shot, followed by Wood, gets it for the lead, and the Cardinals lead it 55-53. Great job by McKenna Wood, back-to-back hoops for her, as she's got 20 on the night. Wow, stepping up big time. And there's the three-pointer, comes up short for Whetstone. And the Cardinals rebound Emma Heppner with inside of a minute to go now.
You see Coach Besto slow down, patience.
Got the ball in a two-point lead. Wood free throw line extended. Cards don't need to shoot. Again, they're going to just hold it here and wait for Wausau East to foul them with 45 seconds to go. Trying to set the screen there, Wick. And then she'll take the pass with Sanchez Garcia on her. Again, both teams in the double bonus. If the Cards get fouled, they'll go to the line for two. And committing the foul is Ocon, her third, with 34.4 seconds to play, sending Tenley Anderson to the line, a 62.5% free throw percent shooter, who is 0 for 1 on the night. And a timeout to try to ice her a little bit is Jennifer Stout in her fifth season with the Lumberjacks. We'll take a half a minute timeout, back in 30. Cardinals to the line on WOGO Sports.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. All right, the final 34.4. Tenley Anderson to the line. She'll get two. Jason Nichols?
Just for sure make the first one. Get that confidence to make the second one.
Yeah.
But make that first one. Make it at least a three-point game so they can't beat you on a three-pointer. And
maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was Tenley Anderson. Apparently it's not. It is Emma Heppner, who's a 50% free throw shooter on the season. And so she'll get the two free throws here for the Cardinals. First one is around it. It fell out. Ooh.
That's a tough bounce there.
Yeah, it was tough, yeah. 14 of 28 on the season for that 50%.
So odds are this one, right?
There you go. One more gets it. At least if they hit a three, it'd be tied. Next one is on the way, and she hit the clutch one. There we go.
That's always usually the tougher one to hit because you saw the first one go and get you a little nervous.
All right, the Cardinals by three with 28 seconds left now. Boy, you'd think that they would go with Ocon or Sanchez Garcia. Sanchez Garcia into the lane, kicks it left corner, three-pointer, Kettleson off the rim, no good. Tenley Anderson had the rebound. Ocon recovers, puts it up, off the rim, no good. Cardinal rebound. Wick gets into the backcourt to Heppner, back to Wick. Wick to Anderson, 9 seconds. Anderson ahead. There's the shot. The Cardinals win. They're going to win the game on the basket by Emma Heppner right there. There's the three-pointer. Too late. It's over. Chi-High does it, 58-53. How about that?
That was awesome. What a... finally getting those boards and not allowing those offensive rebounds down the stretch here. And what a great find by Tenley to look up and find an open teammate down low for that final bucket.
Wow, I'll tell you what, from the fact that it was tied at 53, the Cards close it out 5-0, closing, finishing, they did it.
Exactly, and that was what we had talked about going into half, right? Finishing under the hoop, and this half they got the ball to McKenna just like in the game plan, and she made those, and you know, down the stretch of the first half, missed a few of those. In the second half, she started making them, and it just opens up more things for the offense and allows the offense to flow better, gets those shooters open because there's more focus on her, and they came down the stretch and did exactly what we expected them to do.
We'll take a two-minute timeout and hope to be joined by Becca Bestel in our post-class post-game show. Coming up, Cardinal victory. They've got a two-game winning streak.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
The Cards win it 58-53, a game that saw some seven ties all in the second half. It was a great basketball game throughout, and time for the Post Glass post-game show here on WOGO Sports, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. The victorious head coach, Becca Bestel's with us. Happy two-game winning streak.
Hey, thanks. This is new for us.
Yeah.
To have a couple games in a row like this. I love it.
Talk about the late going, how things worked out.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think, is this our highest? Have we scored this many points all season?
That's a good question.
This is our highest that we've scored all season. So,
58 points.
Yeah. We had, credit to Wausau East. They threw up the shots that went in for them. I was amazed at. Like, they hit some big shots in the second half. We just couldn't shake them. Like, I mean, we were playing pretty solid defense.
You had 55 against Wausau West, so yeah.
Yeah, we had a hand up on them, and they were still going. So credit to them, but our girls stuck with it. And, I mean, we didn't shoot well, especially in the first half, but we managed to get the ball inside, and that was the difference maker in the second half. I mean, McKenna had, what, 20?
Yeah.
And then, Jill played her butt off on defense and on the offensive end. And that made a difference for us. She looked like a senior. She looked like a leader out there.
Uh-huh. I commented a few times on how she just gets to the hole, and it's at will whenever she wanted to go. Let's talk about McKenna for a second. Mm-hmm. Starting in that first half, obviously the focus, get her the ball.
They weren't guarding her. They were just leaving her open in the high post, and she was almost surprised that she was open. And so at halftime, I said, if she's open, we go in there. And that was the difference. I mean, in the second half, when we were running our offense, anything that went through her on the inside, we got good shots off.
Yeah, you got a lot of good inside-out looks. Go to her, pitch it out. Go back to Jillian. You talked about her defense. Holy cow, she is a defender. She picked up that third and she's playing full court, I said on air, that might come back, but no, she's good.
And she's grown up a lot, because at one point in time in the game, I said, do you need a quick break? And she said, yeah, I think so. And she doesn't typically ask for a break, but she was playing such hard defense that she knew she needed one, and we got her a quick one and got her back in. Jill has come a long way in the last couple years, and she showed it tonight.
Has it really shown? I mean, in terms of you talked about how hard that Jill working offense and defense, and Wick and McKenna, it sort of stood out with support from the rest of the players, but I think the girls come away going, wow, if you work hard, you get something really good potentially on the other side.
Right. Well, yeah. And, I think that we've had a really good couple weeks here of practices, and that makes a big difference, right? When they come in and play intense in practice, and they push each other in practice every day. And I told you before the game, the things that we're working on in practice, I see the girls trying to do in games and really trying to listen and make it a part of their game. And that's that same thing. Like, you work hard on one end, it's going to pay off. And it did. I mean, that was the difference in the game, is the defense. Even when they hit some really tough shots, and we didn't fall apart. And that's a big step for us.
I think forcing turnovers and limiting yourself, unofficially had them for 18 and you for 6. So, yeah.
Really? That's I mean, we're averaging over 20, so
yeah,
that's,
right.
that's like the best news
I mean,
I've
again,
heard all night.
Again, we're doing broadcasts and doing a lot of things,
oh,
so
know.
I may have missed some things. But
hey,
I mean,
our goal was less than 20.
Yeah,
so
yeah, right, right, right.
I'll take anything
yeah,
plus
for sure,
that. Yeah,
for sure,
for
sure.
I don't think I have anything to
yeah, right.
for you, Coach. Just great win.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch. Exciting from this aspect and point of view to be able to talk about it and give some viewers a little extra of what you guys might be doing. How great is it to draw something up in a timeout and actually watch
and it
executed?
Oh,
man.
Oh, you saw that at
I
the
did.
End.
I sat up here and I was watching you draw it up, and then I turned and I said, watched it happen. And I go, I watched her draw that.
Yep.
But that doesn't happen very
great.
Often.
No, and it's a play that we know and we've run. It's not something new that I'm drawing up on the sideline. I don't think I would ever be able to do that, but with these kids. But they ran it to perfection. That's exactly what we were looking for.
There
so
we go.
It worked out great.
Fantastic. Becca, congratulations. Pass on our congrats to the team. And again, everybody can go catch a very exciting broadcast on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Perfect. Thank
Thanks.
You guys for being here.
Thanks so much. Here it's the post-class post-game show on WOGO Sports. And we'll take another 3-minute break. Back in a moment.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
All right, it's the post-class post-game show following a Lady Cards win, 58-53 over visiting Wausau East in this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Chai wins at 58-53, and time for the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in the Chippewa Falls area. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. more than a quarter century. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybobby.com or find Holly on Facebook. Okay, so we've got the scoring tonight that, again, we talked about turnovers. Unofficially, I had the Cards for 6 to 18 for Wausau East. They did a lot of other things, Jason. I mean, offensive rebounds, the shots they hit, and different things like that. But that turnover difference, a big deal. You said the key to the game.
It is turnovers. You could say that about every single game you go into is turnovers. But when you're two closely matched teams, there's something that's got to be a difference to help you win. And turnovers in this one was a big one for the Cards.
WDOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cardinals scoring looked like this. Unofficially, Jillian Wick with 17, including 9 of 10 at the free throw line, and she had the 8 field goals. Again, a lot of props tossed her away from Coach Bestel. McKenna Wood finishes with 20. What a game for her.
Oh, great game for her. And you could see, like Coach Bestel said down the stretch, it was, hey, get her the ball because they weren't guarding her. And I think that's a mistake if you're a team not to guard someone athletic and as good as she is. But what a huge game. And I'm sure that just boosts her confidence going forward.
She was growing up before our very eyes here tonight. Malia Kleen had a 3-pointer in the first half. Also, Claire Heppner finished with 1 of 2 from the line, as well as... Emma Heppner finishes with 4. She had the late basket to just kind of seal it at the very end, the exclamation point. Willa Reisinger with 3 points, 3 important points, though, in this game. And Tenley Anderson finishes with 10 for the Cards. Meanwhile, for Wausau East, they get a big night out of freshman Olivia Ocon. You'll hear a lot more from her. She had 21 points in this one tonight. Also, 6 for Maggie Kettleson, a couple of free throws for Layla Hainish, 5 for Evelyn Tomey, 15 points for Sanchez Garcia, and then 4 points for Whetstone as Chahai wins it 58-53. Again, the Holly Bobby Names You Know stats recap here on WOGO. All right, we'll take one last timeout. When we come back, we've got the 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game and a check of our WOGO sports calendar. That's a minute away on WDOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
The Post-Glass Post-Game Show. Post-Glass Amir now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Time for today's FiberFast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin 24-7, and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. Highlights from the second half sounded like this. It's now for Wausau East, 16:35 left in the half. Wood down low post. They continue to go to her, and two more for McKenna Wood. Ten points and pulls the Cards within two, and missing the three-pointer, Sanchez Garcia, and so the Cards get it back now. Chance to tie. At a tie, we've had some lead changes. The layup is good, and a hoop and a harm for Willa Reisinger, the senior.
Very nice finish there. Finish with contact. That's exactly what we teach and what you want them to do.
Tenley Anderson. Evenly played game here at home against Wausau East. Cards trying to build in the win they had over New Richmond on Friday night. Wick driving all the way in, puts it up and in for Chi High.
They really have. They've been the go-tos tonight for sure.
Oh, tossing it down low to Tenley Anderson for two more for Chippewa. Some of the second half highlights here on our 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game on WOGO on the Lumberjacks. Shot from Wick is good. Jillian Wick with the basket, pulling the Cards within one at 41-40. And so now Chai with a chance to grab the lead, 6:10 to go. On the attack, right to left, Reisinger behind the three-point line. On top, Heppner. She'll drive right side, kick it in the corner. Anderson for three. Got it! And the Cards grab the lead at 45-43. And then it really got exciting down the stretch. The back and forth with the seven ties in the second half. The waning moment sounded like this. Inbounds pass to Tenley Anderson in the backcourt. Looking at the numbers statistically, 17 points for Wick and 16 for Wood. So those are the two leading scorers by far for the Cards. Wick. She works it back to Wood. Wood, 10-footer, got it. We're tied at 53. Rebound. Cards with the ball. 1:25 to go. Anderson into the forecourt. Gets it to her teammate. Heppner puts it up. Misses the shot. Bottom. And Wood gets it for the lead. And the Cardinals lead at 55-53. All right, the Cardinals by three with 28 seconds left now. Boy, you'd think that they would go with O'Connor. Sanchez Garcia into the lane, kicks it left corner, three-pointer, Kettleson off the rim, no good. Tenley Anderson at the rebound, O'Con recovers, puts it up, off the rim, no good. Cardinal rebound, Wick gets into the backcourt to Heppner, back to Wick, Wick to Anderson, 9 seconds, Anderson ahead, there's the shot, the Cardinals win! They're going to win the game on the basket by Emma Heppner right there. There's the three-pointer, too late, it's over, Chi High does it, 58-53. And how about that? What an exciting finish.
What a finish. And just the, down the stretch, their composure, the way they played defense. Coach Best will talk about it. They were tenacious on defense and got those stops, but not allowing the offensive rebound on those last few possessions as they allowed a bunch earlier in the game. And to get those and knock down their free throws, and what a great win.
It's going to be a fun one to watch on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. So much to check out, highlights and more. Thanks to all of our advertisers and sponsors who made this possible. And we got another boys game tomorrow night, 6:55, the pregame, as is right here in this gym. Chi High hosting Menominee. Dave Check due to join me, and we'll have the fine work of Gavin Bovey again here. Gavin might just sleep here. It's almost time for start that game, I think, actually. And then on Thursday night, we swing it over to our coverage of McDonald girls basketball as they're at home against Thorpe. That's a 6:40 pregame. And then on Friday night, it is back to the girls. The boys, actually. The boys will be at Fall Creek Friday night, 6:40 as well. McDonald boys at Fall Creek. So thanks so much to Gavin Bovey, our video producer, and Tony Stevenson, our radio producer. Thanks to Jason Nichols. Your first time doing this?
First time, and I
you're
I
a pro.
It. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Terrific. Father and son, I've worked with you both here this year. That does it. Chi High goes to 5-11 on the season. They get a two-game winning streak, and Wausau East with the loss goes to 2-11. Safe travels to them. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Here, this has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.